Blog Talk Radio.
I had to bring Mom in on this one.
Anybody grateful for God's blood?
Tell them about it, Mom.
Oh, the blood that saved me, the blood that raised me, the blood that healed me.
Yes.
Listen. Thank you for the blood.
The blood that saved my life.
And
thank you for the lamb.
Thank you for the lamb. Oh, the lamb that was sacrificed.
The lamb sacrificed. I'm so glad.
I need a hug.
need to feel your arms around me, see your pretty face.
Today it feels like the world is on my shoulders, and I can feel my energy getting lower. That's why I need you.
Every time I hold you,
every time that you're with me,
every time
you give me good energy,
yes you do.
Baby,
good.
I am energy.
Yeah.
Every time that you're with me,
every time.
Hello, you're listening to the Queen of Show Talk, Angela Butler. Sorry everyone had to wait so long. Today the interview is with former Senator Nelson of the U.S. Virgin Islands, who's now the U.S. Virgin Islands Agricultural Commissioner. How are you doing this morning, Mr. Nelson?
I'm doing well, sir. I'm doing well. How are you doing? I'm glad to be here.
I'm doing okay. Doing the best I can, sir. So, what's going on, Mr. Nelson, Mr. Positive Nelson, U.S. Agricultural Commissioner Nelson? What are you doing in the Virgin Islands? What's going on there? Are you still recovering from hurricanes and storms? What plans have you put in place for the U.S. Virgin Islands, sir?
That's a big general question, but as far as the recovery from the storms, we are pretty much recovered. Of course, there's still many outstanding reconstruction projects that has to occur. That will just take time with limited construction crews and material supply chain challenges. The rebuilds are taking longer than anticipated. But the Virgin Islands is looking good, feeling good. A lot of activities. We've been to a wonderful Christmas season, a wonderful festival season. And we just had our state fair, state agricultural fair a few weeks ago, and President's Day weekend. So the island is jumping. We're in the heart of tourist season. It's coming. We peaked. Tourist season ends on June 1st, or May 31st, rather. So we're pretty much in the peak of tourist season right now. So the island looking good. However, there is still work to do. Yes, there is. What's going on as far as what plans we have in place? That's a general question, but as far as agriculture, we're just trying to get to build our capacity so that we're producing more food on the island, more food from here, because we heavily depend on imports currently.
Okay, you heavily depend on imports. Now, that's what you've been saying for the last two interviews, that was your main goal, to make the U.S. Virgin Islands less agricultural dependent on imports. Does the imports include meats?
Imports include oxygen.
People in the U.S. Virgin Islands not eat a lot of meat.
People eat meat. I mean, it is. People eat meat all over. I mean, you know, culture is what it is. But they probably don't have, as many red meat eaters, but I can't make a statement that the people of the Virgin Islands does not eat meat, no.
Okay, I understand.
I don't eat meat, that's me personally. People of the Rastafarian culture don't eat meat, and we have a good bit of Rastafarians here. But you can't make such a statement that people of the island does not eat meat.
Yes, sir, I understand. I understand what you're saying. That I should have worded that better. What I was trying to say is that the overall diet of the U.S. Virgin Islands citizens and residents, does it include a lot of meat, the overall diet? Not of everyone there, but I know you just said that you do not eat meat, so I understand a lot of people don't eat meat. A whole lot of people don't eat red meat.
Right.
Yeah, right here in America, there's plenty of them.
Yeah, but that just helps, you know, people making choices. But our diet is all inclusive, and especially seafood.
Seafood. I like shrimp, and I haven't had mullet in a long time.
Yeah, well, we have we have saltwater. We have saltwater seafood, you know, you name it, conch, lobster, shrimp, fish, various types of tropical fish, shark, stingray.
Yeah, I haven't had, I like mullet and I like bream.
Oh, okay.
What are some saltwater fish, sir?
Say it again?
What are some saltwater fish?
Well, there's something that we call a potfish, which is parrotfish. There's snapper and the snapper. There's grouper. You name it. Something called squirrelfish or other regiments. There's sardines that we catch with nets for. We use that for bait, but we also eat those direct. You name it, there's fishes in the sea. You know, they have the ocean bass, which is big. They have the swordfish. They have the wahoo, the dolphin fish, mahi, tuna, aspen, name it, kovali.
Yes, I understand that. It sounds good. What are some of the delicacies over there? One of your favorites in the U.S. Virgin Islands?
Delicacies, I think that delicacies are all relative to what people consider, but of course, you know, lobster is a big thing. I don't eat lobster anymore. The conch is a big thing as far as delicacy. The conch is like an overgrown snail that lives in the sea. You know, people consider different things delicacies. Some people might consider eel delicacies. It's different dishes is what's really going to determine the delicacy, not so much the...
What about yours? What is one of your favorite ones?
Me, I in particular like what they call fried sprat. What we call sprat are fresh, is what you call sardines. We catch them with a net, and you fry them dry, and you just eat them from head to toe, crunching all the bones.
Alright. So how is the U.S. Virgin Islands doing after COVID, coronavirus? How are you guys doing? And how did you come through it? Was there a lot of coronavirus in the U.S. Virgin Islands and not a whole lot?
Well, that is also relative because our numbers, if we only have 110,000 people, so what we might consider a lot, you may not consider a lot, but it was enough for the fact that they had any debts. That was enough. We did have some debts. And, you know, I guess like everybody else, we're glad that we're not in the days where COVID is killing people the way it was. But we definitely are still on COVID alert, and some places still requiring masks. And, yeah, you know, it's just one of the things we as a world that we have to live with. Is nothing too different. Being in the islands, of course, we have the sun and the sea, the salt water. We feel our the salt water is one of our go-to as relates to ailments. So most Caribbean people, when we get sick, the first thing we do is go take a sea bath So that's part of our, naturally part of our treatment for anything, including COVID.
Okay, I understand. A sea bath. Never heard of that before. That's the first time.
Taking a dip in the water, in the ocean water.
And it helps?
Of course it does.
I didn't know that. I've never heard of that, Mr. Nelson, Mr. Positive Nelson, Virgin Islands Commissioner, Positive Nelson. I've never heard of that. That's something that Americans need to know about because we don't know about things like
Americans
that.
Go to the lake, see you. When you all go to the sea, you all go to the lakes and freshwater ponds and all these things. And when you do go to the beach, you know your beach is we don't consider those things beaches. You know they're that's ocean water. The fresh Caribbean sea, salt water in general is good. As you know, salt and a saline, our body is almost has a saline solution in it. So, salt water. Is a natural healer. Just you use salt to dry things up. Usually if you have skin conditions, mucus in your body, salt water is good for relieving that.
So there's 110,000 people in the U.S. Virgin Islands. Okay.
That used to be the census. That's different right now. The census is probably saying that we have about 90,000 people now.
9,000 people.
Yeah. It's a transient community. People come and go. Many Virgin Islanders move away to the States for post-secondary education, and for various health reasons. Yes.
Okay. It's about 9,000 people, yeah. All right. So, what are you doing? I understand you're doing that, trying to make them more independent with food, less imports. But how's it coming with legal marijuana there?
Well, marijuana has recently, the governor, Albert Bryan Jr., recently signed a measure, which signed a bill into law, which authorizes adult use, or commonly called recreational marijuana. So now that we had medicinal in place and we were awaiting the rules and regs, and now that adult use is passed, we are awaiting rules and regs for that. There's a lot of excitement. Excitement regarding cannabis movement. We feel that the Virgin Islands stand a good chance in being part of having a niche in the cannabis industry because of our ability to have multiple crops of sun-grown cannabis.
Okay. That's a good thing. Sort of bring more money into the U.S. Virgin Islands, too. More resources and money.
Yeah, of course. Right? Cannabis, as you've seen everywhere else, and we expect the same thing, that it would help to generate tax dollars, which is always badly needed.
Right. Okay. I'm sorry. Something just happened. I couldn't control. I'm sorry about that noise. So, when you were senator, how many times were you senator at the U.S. Virgin Islands?
I was a senator for 7 terms. That's 14 years.
Okay. How did you feel? Did you ever go to Washington, D.C. as a senator?
Yes, I did.
What would you, as a senator, I know you no longer a senator, haven't been for a few years now, 3 or 4 years now. What was your impression, or what would you have liked to see change with the U.S. Virgin Islands when it comes to voting?
The U.S. Virgin Islands' current status is an unincorporated territory. That means that we are a modern-day colony, that laws made in Congress, we just have to abide by, and we, though we have a representative in Congress, that which is referred to as a delegate to Congress, that delegate to Congress does not have a vote on the Senate floor. The what we'd perhaps like to see change here is our status change from an unincorporated territory to something else, and there are differences of opinions here in the territory about what we should be. There are some of us who feel that preserve our ties with the U.S., however, be free to associate with other countries, particularly other independent islands around us. That status is called free association. There's some of us who feel like we would prefer to be a statehood or be a state, which that's, I think, more few. And then there are some who would like to maintain the status quo as it is and as comfortable. For us, why we would like some changes in particular, because we're in a separate or different custom zone. So when we ship things from the United States mainland, we still have to pay custom duties and excise taxes and all of these things on these items, causing the cost of living here to be even higher. Those are challenges for us. We would like, there are some who argue and would like to be able to have that vote for president. Being impacted by decisions made by the president and Congress, it might be equitable for us to be able to have a decision on who, in fact, are passing laws or initiatives that affect us.
You know it's discrimination, don't you? Now, let me use first. You know that I consider that discrimination. You don't consider it discrimination, but I just consider it. You're not speaking. I'm speaking for myself. I'm not trying to make you say anything, Mr. Nelson, Mr. Positive Nelson. So all I think is that's discrimination on the U.S. Virgin Islands.
But we are not. Ms. Butler, I personally am not afraid of calling America what she is known for. We know that America is quite a racist country and will use whatever tact or laws or bias to discriminate against, in particular, those of us of African descent. We are fully aware of that. So, yes, it is discrimination. But, this I just want to spread it a little further that this is against various groups of minorities, including those in the Polynesian Islands. You know, there's Guam and the Mariana Islands who are also under the same status as us. And, yes, we feel disenfranchised. The flag comes only partway. And when we're living in the mainland, we can wholly participate in all elections without having to do any status change or any filing of documentation. All we'll have to do, like all others, is register to vote without needing any special papers to do so. But when we're living back at home, we cannot participate in national elections in the United States. And yes, I think that's unfortunate, and those are things that we would like changed. Many people are not aware that our status also means that we do not pay money into the treasury. We are allowed to keep our taxes collected to help ourselves with our own operation and less subsidies from the federal government.
Is that a good thing?
It's a good thing in a way. It's a bad thing in a way, because the good thing is that the government gets to hold its money right away and can use its money in its territories and do not have to wait for allotments from the federal, congressional allotments from the federal government. However, it's also a bad thing because we don't pay into the national treasury, that word you just used, discriminate, then they can, at their discretion, implement or apply these things in a discriminatory way as relates to when there are supplements, when there are federal supplements given to various states or what have you. Our delegate to Congress has to go make and the delegate to Congress for all the territories have to go and make special requests, special, you know, arguments to try to get to participate in these supplements from the Fed.
Okay, so I know you're very intelligent, U.S. Commissioner, U.S. Virgin Islands, Mr. Positive Nelson. So, of course, you know that Washington, D.C. doesn't vote either. The state, the Washington, D.C. area doesn't have a vote either, don't you? You do know that, don't you?
I'm fully aware.
Yeah, you're very intelligent, so I knew you'd be. You probably knew way before me because you're more educated than me. So, basically, my next question would be, where would you like to see the U.S. Virgin Islands, God willing, you Leo, 5 years from now?
I would like to see the U.S. Virgin Islands with a strong economy, with a decent education system, healthcare system that's working, with our infrastructure improved, with our utilities, the cost of our utilities affordable, and people coming, our transportation to and from the island have increased, and you know people have realized that this is America's paradise, America is a Caribbean paradise, and that you know they take pleasure in visiting our shores and spending some money and making investments.
So basically, do you think that the money that's spent, that does it cause a lot of does it increase entrepreneurship there?
Entrepreneurship has been a way and a custom of ours for quite some time, and it is, as you know, small businesses is the backbone of America and the backbone of most economies. So yes, we encourage entrepreneurship. And as much as possible, the government have various programs that help to facilitate and encourage others to do that, including the SBDC programs on the SBA.
Okay. You have a Small Business Administration there also?
Well, yes, ma'am.
And grants, you get all that?
Yes,
and all that, get all that too.
Sometimes not on the same level, and some grants we don't qualify for because we're not part of the contiguous United States.
Okay, because you're unincorporated. All right, I think it's wonderful what you're doing there, U.S. Agriculture Commissioner, Mr. Nelson. I think it's great. Great what you're doing there. I've been keeping up with you through the internet and different things that are being passed, and your governor there is doing great things also.
Okay, I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. You're welcome. And I hope everything you want to see the U.S. Virgin Islands become and be, I pray that it happens, and I pray for the same thing for Black people in America all over.
Yes.
Thank you. I pray for that. You know, there have been a couple of more murders.
When you say murders, you talking about police violence murders, or you talking about
yes,
murders?
Sir. I'll be doing an interview. It's not well known just yet, but I'll be breaking the interview soon.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, it's definitely.
But the first interview with the family. I'm still trying to get my show ahead. I'm still trying to be economic entrepreneur, too. I'm still trying to be an entrepreneur. I just don't have the financial backing that I would like to have. I did this in 2009. And 2010, when I really started, was 2010. But when I did a few shows, it was in 2009. So I've been doing this 14 years, and I'm still not financially independent. I still have to work for other people and things like that. So it's not the entrepreneurship that I hoped it would be, but I'm still looking for sponsors and advertisers and people like that. I'm still hoping. I'm still praying.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to donate, it would be a blessing. It would keep the show running on whatever amount God lays on your heart. If he tells you not to donate anything, it would be a blessing, whatever the amount, and keep the money paid for this website.
Okay. All right. Well, I did get the notice, and I do intend to contribute, and I would want to just encourage you to keep on. We feel like we have a sense of purpose in something that we pursue, and if this is what you feel, then I would encourage you to continue pursuing it, okay?
Yes, I'm going to continue to pursue. I'm continuing to work at it. I haven't did a show in 8 days, so people just stopped giving me interviews, and I've been going through so much. So I want you to keep me in your prayers, and just pray for me, Mr. Positive Nelson. You're Agriculture Commission, Positive Nelson, please, sir, just pray for me. Keep me in your prayers.
Okay, well, I sure will. I sure will. And perhaps the next time we speak, I'm going to be taking on a new role here, but we'll talk about that next time.
What new role? What new role? Wait a minute. What new role?
Well, I can't give it all in one shot, man.
Okay, in politics?
A different position, a different job, yeah.
In politics, though? Government?
In government, yeah.
Are you going back to being a senator? You can't say.
No, not being a senator. No. I'm shifting jobs. I'm about to be a special advisor to the governor.
Oh, that's a move up, isn't it? That's a big move up. My bike. I don't know a whole lot about it, but that's a pretty big move up, right?
No, not really. Not really. I'll no longer be running a department, but I'll be an advisor to the governor, so it's still an honorable position.
That's a good position, then. It's a good. You just not bragging. You just being humble, Mr. Nelson. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
We'll talk about it further. Maybe we could do another interview on Monday, too, in another month.
Yeah, that'll be better. Yeah.
Thank you, okay. U.S. Agriculture Commissioner. Nelson from the Virgin.
Okay.
Thank you for coming on the Queen of Show Talk, Angela Butler.
Thank you very much. I really
appreciate it. Yes, sir. Thank you.
You have a wonderful weekend.
Hello, everyone. You've been listening to the U.S. Agriculture Commissioner of the U.S. Virgin Islands, Mr. Positive Nelson. As you heard, he was a seven-time senator there in the U.S. Virgin Islands, 14 years. He's moving up to special advisor to the governor there in the U.S. Virgin Islands. As you heard, I wish him congratulations. Very successful, intelligent man. I don't know if I was able to ask the complete right questions, but this is a very intelligent black man. Highly intelligent, well educated, well versed, very dignified. But I want to thank you all who rewind this show and listen to the Queen of Show Talk, Angela Butler, and the U.S. Former seven-time senator of the U.S. Virgin Islands, current U.S. Agriculture Commissioner, U.S. Virgin Islands, Mr. Positive Nelson. Also, yeah, I want to thank you for the last 13 years. It's really been 12 because I only did 10 shows in 2009. I want to thank you all who kept up with these shows. Those of you who have kept up with these interviews, I thank you. Even if you didn't donate any money, if you didn't want to send me a message through Facebook or social media or email just to say, hey, keep up the good work. Those of you who did contribute financially, I thank the show running. It helps keep some money in my pocket, too, and pays a bill or two sometimes. But I really do need more financial support. I'm just going to be honest with you. I do need more financial support for this show in order to branch it out and to get more, get it further, get this show further than what it already is. I do need sponsorship. I do need advertisers. I do need promotion. I can be reached at Angela, A-N-G-E-L-A, Angela, my name, Butler, B-U-T-L-E-R-S-H-O-W, show at gmail.com. It's Angela Butler Show at gmail.com. Some of you started out with me with the Angela Butler Show with Miss Tracy. And then I went on the Show Talk with Angela Butler. Now I have the queen of Show Talk, Angela Butler. But either way, thank you all for continuing the journey with me. I look forward to receiving emails and hopefully further support. If there's no one saying good job, just appreciate the financial support I'm hoping to get also. But thank you all for listening to the Queen Show Talk, Angela Butler. I am Angela Butler, and God bless all of you beautiful people, and hang in there, Black America. And, you know, I know racism is rampant. I'm experiencing it. I'm going through it. I go through it all the time just for doing interviews with people. I faced discrimination with the last interview with Miss Priscilla Sterling about Miss Carolyn Bryant Donovan, Miss Carolyn Bryant. So that show was heard by some locals where I live at, so I'm not liked for it. Not liked for a lot of reasons around where I live at. I'm just going to be honest with you. It's not an easy area to live in. Really not an easy area to live in, especially when the police have been sued. But thank you all for listening to the Queen of Show Talk. I didn't sue them, though. I wouldn't bother them. I wouldn't bother the police. I personally would not have, but who I associate with does. The Queen of Show Talk, Angela Butler. Thank you all. Thank you all for your support. God bless you beautiful people.